今天早上我们好高兴，商传道来到我们中间，他老远的从费城来到我们中间，他以前是在生命之光教会在Baltimore 服侍神，最近他从 Baltimore 搬到了费城，现在在费城丰收华夏基督教会服侍，所以今天早上我们很高兴他能跟我们传讲神的话语。
好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
非常的想念大家。
Miss you a lot.
这是我第二次来到这里讲道。
This is second time here.
一次比一次喜乐。
Every time more joyful.
在过去的一些活动当中，我总能看到你们当中有些弟兄姊妹的身影。
All kinds of activities, I saw some of you in our midst.
你们成了这个城市的祝福。
You become a blessing for the city.
你们甚至成为华盛顿 DC 的祝福。
And you become the Washington DC's area's blessing.
因为他们透过你们的传讲和你们去参加的各样的活动，来听到了耶稣。
Because they've heard about Jesus from your presence.
愿神继续把这股充满祝福的烈火放在我们心中。
May God use this fire of blessing to be in our midst.
今天我想分享的题目叫《灯火与烈火
The title of our topic today is Lamplight and Hellfire.
2026年一开始，有几个事件把我的目光从地上转到了天上。
There are several things happening in 2036 that turn my eyes from the earth to heaven.
那第一个事件呢，就是在2026年的1月1号，在瑞士的有一家酒吧发生了一场火灾。
On January 1st of this year, there was a fire that happened in Switzerland in a bar.
那么，这个酒吧正在办一个跨年的活动，
It was doing a New Year's celebration.
在地下室的时候，他们就点起了这个仙女棒。
And they've been lighting up the sparklers in the basement.
仙女棒这个火焰的温度其实并不高，
Actually, the temperature was not high.
但是他们却烧着了隔音棉。
But yet, it burned up those insulation material.
瞬间呢，这个酒吧就变成了火场。
And so, very quickly, the whole bar turned into a fire hazard.
他们以为他们在庆祝自己新年的开始，
They were celebrating the beginning of the new year.
但是他们谁也没有想到，这成为他们人生的结束。
But yet, they didn't realize it would become the end of their lives.
截止到2026年的2月1号，
And until February 1st of this year,
在这场火灾当中，确定死亡的人数是41人。
41 died.
116人受伤，
116 burned.
年纪最小的只有14岁，
The youngest 14 years old.
平均年龄也只有19岁。
Average age 19.
他们也许没有曾想过自己的生命从这里就终结了，
They never thought about their lives ending there.
他们可能也曾憧憬过，也许我还有很几十年的生命，
They may imagine that they may have decades of life ahead.
也许我还有大把的前程。
A lot of future.
但是那一天，他们的生命就定格在这里。
But yet their lives was frozen there.
本来是灯火，
At first it was lamplight.
瞬间就变成了烈火。
And then it turned into a burning fire, a hellfire.
这让我们为这些年轻人感到惋惜。
And we felt sorry for them.
他们当中可能很多人还没有信耶稣。
Many of them may not have received Jesus yet.
烈火就从这一刻开始永远的燃烧了。
And then the hellfire was starting to burn from that point on.
第二个故事
The second story
是香港的大火。
is the fire in Hong Kong.
2025年11月26号。
And in November 26th in 2025,
香港发生了一个巨大的火灾。
there was a great fire in Hong Kong.
他们确切的死亡人数是146人。
The confirmed death is 146,
有79人重度烧伤，
and 79 severely burned,
大概200到400人失踪。
200 to 400 missing.
我们注意看这个图。
And we've paid attention to this picture.
这个图的右边的大楼还在熊熊的燃烧。
And on the right side, you see the buildings burning fiercely.
这是人间的悲剧。
And that is a tragedy on earth.
但是我们看看左边的这个图，有一个大楼并没有被烧起来。
And then on the left-hand side, there was a building was not burned.
这个楼是我们平常看到的楼。
And it's like what you see as usual.
它点缀着这个城市。
And it was kind of decorating the whole city.
左边是灯火。
Left is lamplight.
右边是烈火。
And on the right hand side is hellfire.
灯火和烈火之间就一线之隔。
And there was only a thin line separating the two.
这里边每一个死伤者的每一个死难者的灵魂。
And all the souls of those people who suffered and died.
我们确定他能去哪里吗？
Can we be confirmed where they are going?
第三个事情。
The third thing.
这是我1月3号到17号去外州短宣的时候路过的一个城市。
This is the city I passed by when I went out for missions in January.
我们去过克利夫兰、芝加哥、底特律。
And then I went to Cleveland, Chicago, and Detroit.
还有 Wisconsin 的麦迪逊。
And also Madison in Wisconsin.
大家猜一猜这个城市是哪个城市啊？
You guess which city is that?
哦，芝加哥，你们去过对不对？
You've been there, it's Chicago.
漂不漂亮啊？
Isn't it beautiful?
非常的漂亮。
Very beautiful.
当我到这个城市的时候，我被这个城市的夜景迷住了。
And when I arrived at the city, I was totally just mesmerized by the night lights.
你看这些星星点点的灯光突然亮起来的时候，我的心里就非常的开心。
I was very happy when I see all those dazzling lights.
当时我说，哎呀，这个城市真漂亮。
And I said, well, this is a beautiful city.
神怎么没有把我拆到这个城市来服侍呢？
How come God didn't send me to this city?
但是紧接着接下来的几个小时的时间里，神改变了我的看法。
But in the next few hours, God changed my mind.
他也照明我心中的贪念。
And he also light, kind of shine upon the greed in my heart.
我当时第一眼看到芝加哥的时候，我想到这些词，是万家灯火，车水马龙，人来人往，勤劳奔波，充满了都市的活力。神要是差我来这个城市就太好了，好玩的东西太多了，还比较好带孩子。
And at first I thought that this life was full of lights and a lot of people, a lot of cars, very busy, and it's full of activities. If God sent me to the city, how great would it be? A lot of places to bring up children and with a lot of things to play with.
看这个建筑。
And look at that building.
这是什么？
What is that?
这是个 parking lot.
It's a parking lot.
漂亮吗？
Isn't it beautiful?
车停在那里就好像一个展览一样。
And when you park there, it's like a car showroom.
我真为人类有这样子的设计能力感谢主。
I was thankful that God, I mean, that people had this wonderful design capability.
哦，我讲了这么多，我突然忘记我去芝加哥是做什么的了。
And then when I said all that, I forgot where I went there for.
是的，我们马上就开始传福音。
And then of course, immediately we started preaching the gospel.
在十字路口，我们找了一个十字路口，人非常的多，我们很兴奋。
And we found a busy intersection and we're very excited.
我们就赶紧传福音。
And then we immediately try and preach the gospel.
我们心想的是能传一个就是一个。
We thought that if we can preach to one person, that would be great, just one person.
能救一个就是一个。
If we can save one person, that would be great as well.
结果我们在那个一个十字路口待了30多分钟。
And then we stand there for more than 30 minutes at the intersection.
没有人理我们。
Nobody pay attention to us.
他们好像从这个世界消失了一样。
It's like we've disappeared from this world.
我们好像只是看到了他们的幻象。
It's like we only see this virtual reality.
我给大家看一个视频，这是我们在十字路口录的。
And this is like what we are at that intersection.
可以帮我播放一下吗？摁这个就可以，是不是？可以声音放大一些。
Did you believe in Jesus? Did you believe in Jesus? Jesus Lord.Believe in Jesus, Jesus Lord. Believe in Jesus, Jesus Lord. Did you believe in Jesus? Praise Lord. Pray for Chicago.
Someone asking, do you know Jesus? Not knowing
Jesus. Did you believe Jesus? Did you believe in Jesus? Jesus Lord. Did you believe in Jesus?Did you believe in Jesus? Jesus Lord. Follow him. Follow him. Did you believe in Jesus? Jesus Lord. Follow him. Walk to him.
He has eternal life. Follow Jesus. Did you believe in Jesus?
Bro.
Jesus the Lord. Yeah. God is good. Jesus our Savior. Yeah, we have faith to the die and the faith to the judgment. But, you know, we are sinners. So Jesus died for us and rose at the third day. Everyone who believes in Jesus will be out of the punishment.
But God bless you. I want to present the very basic
truth.
求主打开这里人的心。我当年也是如此。我的眼神是空洞的，我是死的。Did you be?
我们就看到这里。
We will stop here.
就在那一刻，我感觉我对这个城市的想法改变了。
And at that time, my thinking about the city changed.
我之前觉得这个城市是多么有魅力。
And I thought there was so much potential in the city.
多么有活力。
So much activity.
但是那个时候我的心里面出现两个问题。
But there are two questions arise in my mind.
我在的这个城市是活人之地还是死人之地？
This place that I'm in, is it a land of the living or land of the dead?
如果他们是活人，为什么我喊耶稣的时候他们不理我？
If they are living, then how come when I said Jesus, they don't pay attention to me?
第二个问题
The second question,
这些大楼的窗户里闪烁是灯火还是象征着那地狱的烈火
And those lights that I see in the windows, are they lamp lights or are they hellfire?
他们在这些非常漂亮的灯光下他们心里有盼望吗
In those beautiful lights, do they have hope?
这让我不禁想起先知以西结看到的异象
And I thought about the vision that Ezekiel saw.
上帝让先知以西结看到那一枯骨复活的场景。
And God let Ezekiel saw those dry bones resurrecting.
我开始理解以西结他心里是多么的着急。
And I can understand the anxiety in Ezekiel's heart.
这么大的城市竟然没有人愿意回转。
And all that big city, nobody would turn around.
我当时的心里边就非常的羞愧。
And that, at that time I felt ashamed.
因为不只是他们对这个世界有充满了依恋。
And not only are those people having all kinds of longing for that city.
我也是。
And I was too.
我爱这个世界。
I love the world.
我想在这个世界为我保留些什么。
And I thought this world can give me something.
我想住在一个这样漂亮的城市。
I thought about living in this beautiful city.
但是他们谁不想呢？
But they don't realize.
所以在这第三件事情上，神给我的教训是：你还没有洁净。
And then in that third thing, God has taught me that I was not sanctified.
如果连你都依恋这个世界
，If you also still love this world,
更何况他们呢
？What about them?
你属我。
You belong to me.
你还是属这个世界呢
？Or do you belong to the world?
第四个事情。
The fourth thing.
就是在我们出去宣教的路上，我们在克利夫兰有一对夫妻接待我们。
And then when we were in Cleveland, a couple received us.
我们在他们家住了大概三个晚上。
We stayed there for three nights.
其中有个晚上，我们的印象非常的深刻。
And one night left a deep impression on me.
他们家有三个孩子。
They have three children.
老大是信耶稣的。
The oldest believe in Christ.
结了婚，有了孩子，他仍然留在教会。
And after he grew up, he still stayed in church.
他家的老二和老三上大学的时候就离开了教会。
But the second and third child left the church when they were in college.
这对夫妻心里非常的伤痛。
And they felt very sad inside.
他们自己在教会里边担任财务和宣教的委员。
And they were participating in finance as well as missions in their own church.
但是他们自己家的第二个和第三个孩子纷纷离开教会，让他们觉得心里非常的痛心。
And yet they felt so sad because the second and third child left the church.
那天晚上我们一起祷告。
That night we prayed together.
他们的泪水就不停地往下流。
And they kept crying.
他没有责怪他们的孩子。
They didn't scold the children.
他一直在问上帝，我的孩子什么时候才能回来？
And they constantly ask God, when will my children come back?
什么时候回到耶稣基督的里边
？And when will they come back to Jesus?
他们在担心他们的救恩。
They are worried about their salvation.
他们的心里非常的着急。
They were very anxious inside.
他们一边祷告一边哭泣。
And they pray and wept at the same time.
他们忏悔，他们悔改，这样说
：“They repented and said，
我真是悔不当初。
I regretted what I did。
我为什么当年要用世界上这一套来教导我的后面这两个孩子
？Why would I use the oral teaching to teach my two children？
我拼命的让他上最好的学校，上藤校。
I want them to go to the best schools to go to Ivy League。
就完全忽略了他们属灵的成长，最后他们离开了教会。
I ignored their spiritual upbringing, and then in the end, they left the church。
我感觉我这半辈子都白活了。
And I felt that I lived my whole half life in vain.
以上的这几个事情在很短的时间之内密集地发生在我的眼前。
And those four things kind of happened in a very short period of time.
它冲击着我的世界观。
And it really impacted me in how I view the world.
也冲击着我的家庭观。
And also impacted how I look at my family.
我也有孩子。
I have child too.
我也会为他选择学校。
And I would be choosing the school for him.
但是每次做到这个事情的时候，我总是会忘记我们的身份是什么。
And every time we get to that decision, we'll forget where we stand.
今天我盼望着透过创世纪十九章当中的信息来更新我们的生命。
And I thought, and I hope that today through Genesis 19, we'll renew how we view our own lives.
也来挑战我们的生命。
To challenge our lives.
在创世纪第十九章当中提到两个城市。
In Genesis 19, they mentioned two cities.
一个是索多玛，一个叫俄摩拉。
Sodom and Gomorrah.
在三节的经文当中出现这两个城市。
And in those passages, it appeared in these two cities.
但是却出现两个截然不相同的评价。
But yet there are two different evaluations of them.
一个是来自于人的评价。
First from men.
这个评价是罗德给的。
And it was an evaluation from Lot.
创世纪十三章曾经记录过，罗德形容这两个城市就好像耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
And in Genesis 13, they talk about Lot evaluating it looks like the garden of God.
他没有去过耶和华的园子。
He never been to the garden of the God.
但他一定听说过。
But he may have heard it.
他去过埃及地。
He also went to Egypt.
他确实看到了埃及的繁荣。
He saw the prosperity in Egypt.
他向往繁荣给他带来的满足。
He longed for that satisfaction brought by the prosperity.
所以当罗德看到索多玛和俄摩拉的时候
，So when he saw Sodom and Gomorrah,
他深深的被吸引了。
He was deeply attracted.
从人的角度来看
，From man's perspective,
罗德确实带着一家老小成功的落户大城市。
And he was taking his entire family and successfully settled them.
当时的索多玛和俄摩拉非常的富有。
And at that time, Sodom and Gomorrah was very rich.
他们是怎么富有起来的呢
？How would they become rich?
就是靠这个东西。
It's because of that thing.
大家猜猜这是什么
？You guess what that is?
这个就是石油。
It's petroleum.
半固体的石油。
It was semi-solid petroleum.
圣经当中把它称为石漆。
And in the Bible, it talks about is a tar pit.
这个东西非常的昂贵。
It was very expensive.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为埃及人要用它来做木乃伊。
Because Egyptians use it to make mummies.
这个石漆有药用的价值。
And also medicinal purposes.
它也有很好的隔绝空气的作用。
And also insulating air.
所以当时埃及大量的从索多玛和俄摩拉进口石漆。
So at that time, the Egyptians would import these tar from Sodom and Gomorrah.
有了钱，索多玛和俄摩拉就用了富有的生活。
And because of that money from there, they have a very rich life.
有了钱，他们也极容易堕落。
And also with money, they would have enjoy all kinds of things.
所以钱不要太多哟。
So don't have too much money.
够用就可以哦。
If you have enough, that would be good.
阿门。那么罗德想长期居住在那个地方。
Lot wants to stay there permanently.
他有没有做到呢
？Did he do it?
他做到了。
He did it.
从人的眼光来看
，From man's perspective,
他是个移民家。
He is an immigrant.
他想去哪里就去哪里。
Whenever he wants to go, he went.
他得到了索多玛的绿卡。
And he got the green card from Sodom and Gomorrah.
他甚至是索多玛的官。
He became an official there.
圣经记载他曾经在城门口来断事。
He was judging at the gate.
表明他在那个地方已经有了一个相当的权力。
And that meant that he had authority in that area.
但是他这并没有给罗德带来任何的喜乐。
But that didn't bring him any joy.
在圣经当中曾经记录过这么一场战争。
And in the Bible, it recorded this war.
我给大家读一下《创世纪》十四章一到二节。
Genesis 14:1-2.
当阿拉非做示拿王，亚略做以拉撒王，基大老马做以兰王，提大做戈印王的时候，他们都攻打索多玛王比拉、俄摩拉王比沙、亚玛王示那、西扁王善以别和比拉王，比拉就是索尔。
At the time when Arphra was king of China, Ariel king of Elasa, Kilolama king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goyim, these kings went to war against Bera king of Sodom, Bersha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, Shema king of Seboim, and the king of Bela, that is Soa.
你们可能根本不清楚，记不得前面这些国家的名字。
Maybe you have not really understand all those names of those countries.
就像你记不得一个肉放在那里，多少苍蝇会过来。
And it's like you just didn't get it, and then you would all just pass away from you.
你也记不得你积攒这些钱是怎么没的。
And you also don't remember how the money comes from.
但是财富深深地吸引了这些国家。
But yet the wealth attracted these countries.
世界的财富也深深地吸引，也吸引了我们。
And the world's wealth also attracted us.
所以世界上的战争很多的时候都是为了财富。
So a lot of times wars happen in this world because of wealth.
索多玛和俄摩拉也因为财富，他们被置在一个非常危险的境地。
And because of the wealth, Sodom and Gomorrah was placed in a dangerous situation.
但这种危险，罗德没有看出来。
But in this danger, Lot did not realize.
他觉得自己是个大城市的人。
And he thought he belonged to this big city.
他享有了这城市给他带来的便利。
He wondered what convenience brought by this big city.
他觉得自己住进了一个超级大国。
He thought that he lived in this great country.
我们再看看神对于索多玛和欧摩拉的评价。
And now let's see God's evaluation of those two cities.
圣经当中神对于索多玛和欧摩拉的评价非常的简单。
And in the Bible, the evaluation from God was very simple.
我们看看最后这一行字。
We'll look at the last line.
我们一起来读。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪恶极大。
Now the people of Sodom was wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
是的，我们讲了很多索多玛和俄摩拉的好话。
We said many good things about those two cities.
它很漂亮。
Very beautiful.
它很有钱。
A lot of money.
而且里面有很多吸引人的东西。
Many things attractive.
就像我们形容我们这个世界上很多漂亮的城市。
It's like we describe many beautiful cities of ours.
很多美好的事物。
Many beautiful things.
但是每次我们把它和神联系在一起的时候。
But yet when we compare it to God.
你会发现神对于这个事情的评价很简单。
You will see that God's evaluation was very simple.
它是否合我的心意。
Is it according to my will?
我们喜欢在自己的简历上写自己很多的好话。
We can say many good things on our bios.
但如果有认识你的人在背后说你一句，你所有的好话都会变成虚空。
And but yet, when somebody says something bad against you, and then all those things will become vain.
他说的全是假话。
All those things are kind of false.
在神的面前，圣经说，人看人看外表，但神看人看内心。
And the Bible tells us that people see things on the outside, but yet God looks at the inside.
也许你在你公司的简历上，你的介绍大概有两页长。
Or maybe in your resume for your work, you may have a 2 pages long.
但是你手所做的，在神的纪念册上所能够被纪念的，有没有两页呢
？But and the things that you did for God, would it be 2 pages long as well?
这个需要我们去思考。
That needs our thinking.
不然我们这一辈子不就白忙活了吗
？Otherwise, we will live our life in vain.
在圣经当中，上帝仿佛从来不关心这个城市有多么的富饶。
And in God's eyes, he doesn't really care how rich it was.
在上帝的眼中，他只关心这个城市里边有人的生命的情况是什么样子的。
He only cares about how people live their lives.
以上描述的索多玛和俄摩拉的情景，就是你我现在所处的世界。
And the Sodom and Gomorrah that's described here is like the world we live in today.
我们现在每个城市都有很多的罪恶。
And then there are many cities in this world.
你我好像也像罗德一样被放在这个城市里。
We are also like Lot being wrapped around in the cities.
但是我们要记得是我们是从这个世界被分别出来的。
But yet we need to remember that we are separated from this world.
所以不能随从他们。
We cannot follow it.
不然他们就看不到耶稣了。
And then otherwise they won't see Jesus.
我希望通过接下来经文的解读，能够来帮助我们理解经文当中所提炼出的三种态度。
And I want to look at three attitudes that you see from this passage today.
一个态度是绝对不可以取的。
And that's one attitude that we can never, should never take on.
第二个态度是你要小心的学习。
And then the second attitude you need to be carefully distinguishing.
第三个态度你要大胆的跟随。
And then the third attitude you need to bravely follow.
我们先看一看第一个绝对不可以取的态度。
And the first attitude we should never follow.
就是沉寂在罪恶当中的罗德之妻。
And is Lot's wife who was immersed in sin.
在这个故事当中，第一个出场的就是罗德的妻子。
The first one who appeared on the scene is Lot's wife.
当时罗德的妻子应该是属于一个外邦人。
She was probably a Gentile.
她对这个世界非常的依恋。
And she loved this world.
她把所有的财产都投资到这个城市去了。
She invested all her wealth in this world, in this city.
她代表着所有没有信靠之人。
She represented all those who have not trusted in the Lord.
还记得当天使想带他们出来的时候，天使特别交代，千万不要回头看。
When the angel was trying to take the family out of the city, the angel reminded them, "Do not look back."
这句话虽然是给他们说的，但是也特别的指向罗德妻子。
And even though it was said to the entire family, it was in particular pointing to Lot's wife.
但不幸的是，《创世纪》19:26告诉我们，罗德妻子就回头一看。变成了一根岩柱。
But unfortunately, Genesis 19:26 told us that Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt.
让我们想起耶稣曾经说的话：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”
And we remember what Jesus said: If your hand is on the plow and you look back, you're not worthy for the kingdom of God.
有人说：“那罗德的妻子她能得救吗？”
And people ask, "Was Lot's wife saved?"
你觉得呢？
What do you feel?
不能。
No,
这是一个坚决不可以取的态度。
And that's an attitude we should not take on.
路加福音曾经这样描述罗德的妻子。
Luke, Gospel of Luke has described Lot's wife thus.
你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保全生命的必丧掉生命，凡丧掉生命的必救活生命。
Remember Lot's wife, whoever tries to keep the life will lose it, and whoever loses the life will preserve it.
所以从这个经文来看，你觉得罗德的妻子得救了吗？
So from this passage, do you think she was saved?
她失丧了生命。
She has lost her life.
她爱这个世界。
She loved the world.
她把所有的一切都花在这个世界上。
She spent all she had on the world.
最后她失去了自己的生命。
In the end, she lost her life.
圣经说，我们所住的每一个地方，将来有一天都会被融化。
And the Bible tells us that wherever we live, in the end, it will all dissolve.
你家的房子是用什么做的？
What kind of material was your house built with?
是木头吗？
Is it wood?
是石头吗？
Is it stone?
是钢筋水泥吗？
Is it concrete?
都没有关系，因为将来有一天都要融化。
Doesn't matter, in the end, it will all dissolve.
在地上的坚固，在神看来永远都是暂时的。
Whatever is strong on earth, in God's eyes, all temporary.
所以不要一天到晚想着怎么去坚固你的房子。
So don't just think about all day long how to strengthen your house.
要坚固你在天上的基业。
You need to strengthen your inheritance.
Amen. 那罗德的妻子，她的态度是什么呢？
What kind of attitude does Lot's wife have?
就是不思悔改。
So it said she did not repent.
她要死在这个世界里。
She wanted to die in this world.
那现在这里边出现了一个非常尴尬的场景。
And now it's a very embarrassing situation.
人可以死。
Man can die,
但为什么死得这么难看？
But yet it died in such an ugly way.
既然他要死，为什么不能够在索多玛被灭的时候在城里死？
Why is it she could not just die in the city?
拉出来死岂不是示众吗？
And then if she has to kind of come out and then die on the way, isn't that even worse?
为什么天使一定要把她拉出来呢？
Why did the angel have to take her out?
你有没有过这样的经历？
Do you have that experience?
你为一个不信主的人祷告，
you pray for some, unbeliever.
他生命垂危，后来神怜悯他，他好了。
That person was dying, but yet God has mercy on him, and in the end he was cured.
但最终他没有信主，他又走了。
But then, yeah, in the end he did not believe in the Lord, and he just left.
既然他都没有信主，你救他干什么？
And if he has not believed, then why do you pray for him and have him be saved?
你何必又让他走一次鬼门关呢？
Why is it that you want him to kind of turn around from Hell's Gate?
为什么你当年答应我们给他做的医治祷告呢？
And why is it that you would kind of promise him all these things?
罗德妻子所面临的情况就是这样。
And actually, the same situation happened to Lot's wife.
为什么你要把我拉出来，当面的把我处死？
And why is it you need to drag me out of the city, and then yet I still die on the way?
很多人会这么想。
Many people would think.
觉得上帝就是想看戏。
And it's just like looking, watching a drama.
但是不是的。
But no, it's not.
这里边我们看到的是上帝对罗德之妻的怜悯。
Here we actually see God's mercy on Lot's wife.
他想在他让他再一次有能够悔改的机会。
To give her a chance to repent.
我们看圣经怎么说。
Let's look at what the Bible says.
罗马书二章四到五节。
Book of Romans 2.
你们来读这个标黄的地方，好不好？
You read the highlighted material.
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐？为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness intends to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed.
你有跟神祷告过一些什么吗？
Have you prayed to God for thus?
他给你了吗？
Did he give it to you?
这证明你要的是对的吗？
Does that prove that what you ask for is the right thing to ask?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
有时候他给你是为了怜悯你。
Sometimes he gave it to you because of his mercy.
让你有一个思考的机会。
So that you have a chance to meditate and think about it.
我们要来到神的面前，要知道自己为什么要信靠他。
And we need to come before God and realize why do we have to trust him?
是为了你自己的需要，还是为了神的荣耀？
Is it for your own needs or is it for God's glory?
我们有为自己的房子祷告过。
Do we pray for our house?
为自己的孩子祷告过。
Pray for our children?
为自己的学业祷告过。
Pray for our own studies?
但这一切的有些事情会成就。
Some things would happen.
有些事情不会成就。
Some things did not.
但无论成不成就。
But no matter what accomplished.
你会发现神都有一个心意。
But you will realize that God already has his mind and his will.
有个共同的心意。
And there is a united will.
让你透过这个事情来学会依靠他。
So that you can learn how to trust him.
所以在这里，罗德的妻子，她完全没有明白上帝把她领出来的心意。
And Lot's wife did not realize the will of God here.
她失去了这个机会。
She lost the opportunity.
她还以为她可以回到罪恶的索多玛。
She thought she can return to the sinful Gomorrah.
但是她永远留在了那里。
But yet she stayed there forever.
在这个图片的左上方有一个岩柱。
On the left-hand side of this picture, there is a salt pillar.
有人说这就是罗德的妻子。
Some people said that's the wife of Lot.
但是不是。
But that, no, it's not.
在死海的附近有很多这样的岩柱。
There are actually many salt pillars like that.
它只是长得非常像罗德的妻子的形状而已。
It's only the look like the shape of her.
但实际上，当时在死海的附近有大量的盐堆积在海边。
Actually, on the shore of the Dead Sea, there are a lot of piles of salt.
真实的情况是，上帝要审判的震怒摇动天地。
And God's wrath is going to shake the earth.
那个时候。地下的这些沉积岩就喷到了天上，连硫磺一起喷到了天上去。
And then at that time, because of the quake, then all the salt and the sulfur were shot up.
落下来的盐大量的堆积在罗德妻子的身上，就成了一根岩柱。
And a lot of salt fell on her, and then that turned into a salt pillar.
但与此同时，扬起来的硫磺从地上喷起来到天上的硫磺，也落到了索多玛和俄摩拉的城里边去。
But yet, and also all the sulfur that was kind of tossed up would also fell on Sodom and Gomorrah.
这就是圣经所说的天上降下火。
And that's what the Bible meant when it fire fell from heaven.
但是这个火见证了他们在地上自己积蓄的愤怒。
And that fire was a witness to the wrath of God.
所以第一个态度我们绝对不可以取。
So the first attitude we should never take on.
你不可以手扶着犁向后看。
And you cannot hold on the plow and look back.
你来到教会是为了认识神。
When you come to church, are you trying to know God?
不是为了要利用教会。
Or are you going to use church?
满足你自己的需要。
To satisfy your own needs.
因为教会是神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
神知道我们来这个地方是为了什么。
God knows why you come here.
要做麦子，不要做稗子。
And you need to the be the wheat and not the chaff.
教会当中最大的祝福是救恩。
The biggest blessing in church is salvation.
Amen. 第二个态度。
The second attitude.
你要小心的这个学习这个人。
You have to carefully study about this person.
这个人就是为恶人忧伤的义人罗德。
And that is the righteous person Lot who grieved for the sinful.
他是一个非常复杂的角色。
He's a complex character.
在他的身上同时展现了一个义人的特质和一个罪人的特质。
Because on his own self, you can see the manifestation of both a righteous person and a sinful person.
你说他是个义人吧？圣经说天使拉他出来的时候，罗德也不太愿意。
And you said he's a righteous person, but when the angels tried to drag him out, he was actually unwilling.
他对这个城市也有依恋。
He was also attached to the city.
感觉和他这个妻子没有什么不同。
And you can say that he was not that different from his wife.
你说他是个罪人吧？但是圣经说他是个义人。
You said he's a sinful person, but yet the Bible said he's a righteous person.
他义在哪里
？Where was his righteousness from?
你有没有慕道友朋友
？Do you have some secret friends?
你有没有为他哭过一年，每天不停的哭？
Have you cried for that person for a year every day?
但是罗德却为索多玛的这些罪人天天哭泣。
And Lot was crying, weeping for those sinners in Sodom and Gomorrah every day.
在这点上，他就比我们很多人都能被称为义。
And so he can kind of compare to all of us, he can definitely be called a righteous person.
但是我们看看这个义人罗德，这一辈子过得非常的痛苦。
But yet we can see this righteous person has lived a suffering life.
他一辈子都在漂泊。
And he was also kind of like floating around in his entire life.
罗德这一辈子没有在地上留下什么太多的祝福。
He didn't leave a lot of blessings to this world.
他没有美满的家庭。
He didn't have a perfect family.
甚至他的两个女儿在出生之后偷偷的利用他的身体生下了两个孩子。
And actually, after they left Sodom and Gomorrah, his two daughters was using him to give birth to children.
后来他们成为以色列的劲敌。
And then they became Israel's archenemies.
作为义人罗德，如果他知道后来的这些后代会成为以色列的劲敌，我想他每天都会更加的伤痛。
And if Lot realized that these people would become Israel's archenemies, he would even be sadder.
他的一生都在亏损。
And all his life was a loss.
所以我们虽然被称为义人，但是我们的生命有可能过得会极其的挣扎。
And even though we call a righteous person, we may have all kinds of challenges and struggles in our lives.
你有见过丈夫是基督徒，太太是基督徒，儿子是基督徒，但是一家吵得不可开交吗？
And you have you seen Christians of multiple generations, but yet all day long they fight.
我们都是基督徒，但是不一定有同样的生命。
We can be all Christians, but yet we can all have different lives.
我们可以很丰富。
We can be very abundant,
也会很贫穷
or can be poor.
所以在义人罗德的身上，我们必须要学习一个功课。
So we need to learn a lesson from this righteous person, Lot.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be confused and befuddled.
罗德非常的糊涂。
And he was kind of foolish.
第一个证据是什么呢
？What is the first evidence?
曾经上帝派天使去救罗德一家。
And the angel was sent to save his whole family.
索多玛的人就见到了天使。
And all the people in the city saw the angel.
要拉出来虐待这些天使。
And they want to abuse the angel.
罗德作为义人，他想保护上帝差来的使者。
And Lot being a righteous person want to protect this messenger from God.
这是好事。
This is a good thing.
但是他却使用了完全没有智慧的方法。
But yet he used these ways to entirely lack wisdom.
他把自己的两个是处女的女儿献上。
He offered his two virgin daughters.
这是恶。
That is sinful.
圣经说我们不能用不义来成就神的义。
Because the Bible tells us we cannot accomplish God's righteousness with unrighteousness.
就像我们不能够用坑蒙拐骗的钱来建教会。
It's like we cannot use money that comes from good bad sources to build up the church.
我们不能用辱骂来止息教会的争端。
And then we cannot use just kind of fighting to settle conflicts in our church.
我们的愤怒教不出顺服的孩子。
Well, our wrath cannot bring up children of God.
所以我们不能用不义的去成就上帝的义。
We cannot use our own unrighteousness to accomplish God's righteousness.
在这一点，罗德不明白。
And that thing, Lot did not understand.
他成了一个失败的父亲。
He became a failure.
第二个证据。
And the second evidence.
他依靠自己的聪明。
He relied on his own wisdom.
我们看看创世纪十九章十七到二十节，我们一起读一下。
Let's read together.
啊，你们很抱歉哈，你们读标黄的地方就好。
You just read the one without the yellow.
我来读其他的地方。你们读的时候要这个非常的坚定，要声音大一点。
Okay, 一二三，
就感觉
领他们一起念。
啊，我来念其他部分，他们读标黄的部分。
哦，都 OK。
OK， 领他们出来以后就说：“逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。”罗德对他们说：“
我主啊，不要如此。
你仆人已经在你面前蒙恩，你又向我显出莫大的慈爱，救我的性命。我不能逃到山上去，恐怕这灾祸临到我，我便死了。看哪，这城又小又近，容易逃到，这不是一个小的吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的命就存活了。”
So they called Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with men. Let me bring them to you so you can do whatever you like with them, but don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof."
在这里面我可以看到罗德的糊涂在哪里。
We can see how foolish he was.
他比上帝更聪明。
He thought he was even more clever than God.
就像圣经当中说，雅各跟神摔跤，雅各赢了。
So the Bible said that Jacob wrestled with God and Jacob won.
好像雅各比上帝更有力量。
It seemed like Jacob was more powerful than God.
这在文学当中是一种反讽。
And it's actually sarcasm.
人怎么可能会比上帝更聪明和更有力量呢？
How can man be more wise or stronger than God?
神说你往上跑。
And God said you go up.
他说我要往下去。
And he said I want to go down.
因为这是人的眼睛看到的。
Because that's what men see.
他看到硫磺从天上下来。
And he thought that the fire came from above.
你让我往山上跑。
You want me to go up to the hill?
那不死得更快吗？
Isn't that I will die even faster?
他完全忘记了是谁来控制这一切。
He didn't realize who controlled all of these things.
他以为索多玛和俄摩拉就是因为建在山上才被火烧着的吗？
He thought that because Sodom and Gomorrah were built up on the hills, and that's why it was burned up.
他们被灭亡不是因为地势。
And it's not because of topology.
而是因为罪恶。
It's because of sin.
所以我们总是觉得自己能比神更厉害。
We always thought that we are more powerful than God.
这就是我们要注意的地方，我们不可以这么糊涂。
So we cannot be foolish like that.
上帝的能力有时候在人看来，上帝的道理在人看来有时候是愚拙的。
So sometimes when we see God's wisdom, look to us like foolishness.
这要是考验你是否愿意跟随他。
But then it was a test to see whether you want to follow.
当你真的这么做的时候，你才能见证到上帝的能力和智慧。
Because only when you follow, then you would really finally see God's wisdom.
就像我们传福音一样。
It's like when we preach the gospel.
圣经说福音本是神的大能。
And the Bible tells us that the gospel is the power of God.
保罗说我定义不知道别的，只知道传耶稣和十字架。
And Paul said I was determined to only share the gospel of God.
但现在这种趋势反而反过来了。
But yet the trend has kind of turned around.
给别人传福音，我要先学会量子力学。
And then if I want to preach the gospel, I need to learn all these advanced physics.
电子的磁场。
And all the electromagnetic fields.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
因为福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
在几年前我们去探访一个家庭的时候。
A few years ago when I visited a family.
我和我太太进门我就跟她说你是个罪人。
And when I entered the home, I said, you are a sinner.
她说我是个好人。
He said, "I'm a good person."
你们走吧，谢谢。
Why don't you leave? Thank you.
我们就一走就是好几年。
And then we left for a few years.
当我们再一次在他们家附近的教会分享信息的时候
，And then later on, I was sharing the message in a church nearby.
他出现了。
They appeared.
他说：“这不是商老师吗？”
Isn't that Teacher Shang?
当时是你教我的声乐。
And at that time, you were the one who visited us.
你还告诉我我是个罪人。
You told us that we are sinner.
我当时说还我还是个好人。
And I thought I was a good person.
但谢谢你告诉我。
But thank you for telling me.
我现在已经信耶稣了。
Now I believe in Christ.
我发现我就是个罪人。
I found that I was a sinner.
在两星期前。
And also in a few years back.
十年不听我传福音的妈妈。
10 years that the, my mom would not listen to the gospel.
在电话里告诉我有个事我想告诉你。
And I, she told me on the phone that I have something to tell you.
你说的对。
You are right.
我说我说的对的可能有很多，你说哪一个？
And so I have many things right. Which one are you talking about?
她说我是个罪人。
She said I'm a sinner.
是的。
It's true.
她对着她儿子说她是个罪人。
He said, she said to his to her son, I am a sinner.
神改变了她的生命。
God had changed her life.
撬开福音的缺口一定是从罪开始。
And if we want to kind of open up the gospel, it will have to start with sin.
如果他不觉得自己有罪，他就不会觉得自己有救。
If that person doesn't feel like he or she is a sinner, then he would never look for salvation.
如果他自己不觉得有病，他就不会吃药。
If doesn't feel that he is sick, he would never look for medicine.
人子来就是为了寻找和拯救失丧的灵魂。
God came to look for the lost souls.
所以圣经告诉我们不要做糊涂人。
So the Bible tells us, do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意是如何。
To understand God's will.
你经常打开圣经吗？
Do you open the Bible up frequently?
你们家每个人都会有圣经吗？
Does every person have a Bible at your home?
打开它。
Open it up.
把手机扔远一点。
And put the cell phone away.
你要知道，在很多在硅谷的大型企业，他们每年花大量的资金去聘用高等人才的目的。
And do you know the purpose of these big corporations hiring these high-quality people?
就是来计算你喜欢什么。
And it's really to calculate, to figure out what you want.
在你以为你坐在这里手机没有碰，但是你的手机时时在捕捉你的信息，它在猜你喜欢什么。
And even though you feel like you didn't touch your cell phone, but actually it was all transmitting all the information.
它把你奉为主人。
And become the lord of your lives.
所以你觉得非常的舒适。
And so then you become very comfortable.
你躲在手机里。
And when you have your cell phone.
你躲在一个被敬拜的环境里。
And then you will be hiding in this room.
这就是撒旦要做的事情。
And that's what Satan does.
但是我们要透过神的话来解除这样的捆绑。
And we need through God's words to avoid these disturbances.
在我们学声乐的时候，有一句话是这么说的。
And that was something that we learned.
一天不练声，你自己知道。
If you don't exercise each day, then you will know.
两天不练声，你邻居知道。
And if you 2 days don't exercise, then your neighbor will know.
三天不练声，全世界都知道。
If you 3 days don't exercise, then the whole world knows.
你也许觉得你之前和神的关系很好。
And you may feel that your relationship with God is good.
但是你放下圣经大概两三天，你整个人的状态都不对了。
But if you don't open the Bible up for 2 days, then your entire being will not be right.
什么叫做日用的饮食今日赐给我们？
What does it mean to give us our daily bread?
它也包含了我们每天属天的灵粮。
It also includes our spiritual food.
没有它，我们的生命就会枯竭。
If without it, then our lives would wither.
伊人罗德每天疲于这些世界上的事情。
And every day, Lord would be paying attention to things of this earth.
但是他的灵里太匮乏了。
But yet his spirit was lacking.
他的生命得到了巨大的亏损。
And his life was at a loss.
索尔。
Soa.
他的名字是小的。
It means small.
他就躲在这个小小的地方。
He escaped to this small place.
他生命的祝福也是如此的小。
And his blessing in life was also small.
因为他靠自己的眼见而活。
Because he followed his own perspective.
这个我们要小心的去学习。
We need to carefully learn his example.
我们要为罪伤痛。
We have to grieve for sin.
但是要学会上帝给我们预备那丰盛的生命。
But yet we need to learn about the abundant life from above.
结出那百倍的果实。
To bear fruit 100-fold.
阿门。第三点是我们一定要去学习的。
And then thirdly is what we need to learn.
就是亚伯拉罕。
Is Abraham.
这才是这段经文当中摆下一个正确的态度和回应。
And that is the correct response that God has put on this world.
索多玛和欧摩拉有没有吸引力？
There are a lot of attractiveness for Sodom and Gomorrah.
绝对有。
In absolutely yes.
他们有钱。
They are rich.
他们能做出很多新鲜的玩意儿。
And there are many kind of wonderful things, novelties.
那个城市是以邪恶著称的。
And that place was known for its sin.
我想有很多可以满足肉体的东西。
Many things that can satisfy the flesh.
只要你有钱，你可以在那为非作歹。
And if you have money, you can do anything you want.
这个城市周围的人，哪怕对邪恶很抵触的人，多少都会想去索多玛和俄摩拉去看一看。
Even those who would kind of hate sin would still want to kind of go there and see.
当时的亚伯拉罕有没有钱呢？
Would Abraham think about that?
非常有钱。
Abraham has a lot of money.
他有购物的需要吗？
Does he have needs?
他可以买到更好的东西吗？
Can he buy a lot of things?
他完全有理由可以跟天使一起去索多玛看一看。
He has all kinds of reason to go just take a look.
他不太确定这个城市还能保得住。
And he's not sure whether the city can be kept or not.
如果我是亚伯拉罕，我想我就进去了。
If I were Abraham, I may have gone there.
里边可能有些店铺我没有逛过。
And maybe there are shops that I've never visited.
逛了他就关门了，那我就去不了了。
And if I didn't go, then they'd be shut down, and I could not go anymore.
但是这段经文的可贵的地方是在于亚伯拉罕摆出了一个正确的姿态。
But the preciousness is that it shows us his correct attitude.
他站在耶和华的面前，丝毫没有动。
And he stood before the God, and he didn't move.
他没有说，哎呀，主啊，那个地儿我还没有去过，你过两天再灭吧。
He didn't say to God, "Oh, well, I haven't been to those shops. Why don't you just delay a few days?"
我老婆特别喜欢那个梳子，那个店就在门口，你等我去了，你再灭了那个城市。
My wife loved those bracelets. Let me go there and buy some of those before you destroy it.
他对这个城市的繁荣丝毫没有眷恋。
He didn't really long for those shops or those luxuries there.
大家记得他转脸跟神做什么事情吗？
And do you remember what he did?
为索多玛和俄摩拉跟神讨价还价。
He was negotiating with God about those cities.
他希望这些人的灵魂有机会回转。
He hoped that those people have a chance to turn back.
他的侄儿罗德也在里头。
His nephew Lot was there.
所以圣经说，罗德之所以能活下来，和他的叔叔亚伯拉罕有直接的关系。
So the Bible tells us that Lot can live is really directly related to his uncle Abraham.
你有为这个城市祷告过吗？
Did you pray for the city?
这个城市的存活和你的祷告有直接的关系。
This city's living on will have a direct relationship with your prayers.
历史证明，祝福基督徒的，无论是城市和国家，他都会受祝福。
The history has told us that the cities and countries will be blessed through the Christians in it.
逼迫基督徒的，他自己也会受到咒诅。
And then all those who persecute Christians will be cursed as well.
唇亡齿寒。
And whether something living or die,
如果这个城市没有一个去传讲真理的，这个城市它必将走向灭亡。
And if there is no one who will preach the truth in a city, that city will surely die.
你我今天被放在这个城市，其实并不是为了这里的工作和这里的生活。
And when you and I are put into this city, it's not because of our careers here.
你我是被神差派在这个城市各个角落的宣教士。
Because you and I are being sent as missionaries.
你身上的第一使命一定是福音的使命。
And your mission is about the gospel.
不然，你在所有的工作上，你只能是使劲的拼命。
So otherwise, you'll be just spending your entire life on your work.
让你觉得非常的疲乏。
To make you feel tired.
亚伯拉罕在神的心意上可以站立得住。
Abraham can stand in front of God.
我举个例子。
Let me give an example.
在去年，我们去组织一个学生团队出去短宣。
Last year, I was taking a group of students for short-term missions.
暑假的时候
during the summer.
如果是你们暑假，你会选择去哪里短宣呢？
If it were you in the summer, where would you go?
科罗拉多州还是佛罗里达州？
Is it Colorado or is it Florida?
说科罗拉多州的，你诚实吗？
Are you honest when you say Colorado?
那里非常热。
It's very hot there.
佛罗里达州有海滩，对不对？
And there are beaches in Florida.
对，我相信你选择科罗拉多州，一定是对那个地方有灵魂的，有负担哈。
Maybe you have a burden for the people there.
但是你知道吗？在我们的学生团队里面，有人问哈。
And there are people in our team that ask.
可以去坎昆吗？
Can we go to Cancun?
你都不用回答，你知道是什么意思？
And you don't have to answer. You know why it's trying. What it's looking for.
宣教可以。
Missions okay.
给我一点时间享受一下。
But give me some time to enjoy.
我说你要不要去考虑这个南极呢？
What about Antarctica?
有极光可以看啊。
You can see the lights there.
你看，我们跟随神是有要求的。
Sometimes when we follow God, we have demands.
我们有一些好处，我才可以愿意跟你干。
I want some benefits.
所以在去年我们定下计划的时候，我说一天旅游的时间都不给你。
So when we decided on our plan, we said we would not give you a single day of sightseeing.
你心里边如果不是满了对于灵魂的负担，那么这场旅行对你来说便毫无意义。
If you don't are full of the burden for lost souls, then this whole trip is meaningless to you.
学生说好。
And then people said okay.
但是晚上可以打桌游吗？
And what about the answer?
你知道想组织一个聚会，你要找一点吸引人的地方。
And you know that when you organize some meeting, you want to find some way to attract people.
当时我真的很挣扎。
And I was struggling at that time.
如果我说不行，他是不是就不来了？
If I said no, would he stop coming?
但是耶稣告诉我们，若不是父吸引人，就没有人到我面前来。
And Jesus told us that if it's not from me, then nobody can come to him.
我说不行，你来吗？
If I said no, would you come?
他想了一想。
He thought about it.
我来。
He said, "I'll come."
是神在预备人心。
That's God preparing people's hearts.
教会当中可能会办办大大小小的活动。
And the church will organize all kinds of activities.
我们会准备很多吸引人的东西。
We would make up many things to attract people.
可以。
It's okay.
但是要把最吸引人的东西准备得要最好。
And then, but we need to prepare the best for people.
就是福音的信息。
And that is the message of the gospel.
求主能够帮助我们，要像亚伯拉罕一样。
May God help us to be like Abraham.
无论我们身边的环境是多么的吸引人，或者是多么不吸引人。
No matter whether our environment is attractive or not attractive.
神的爱总是在吸引着我。
But God's love is always attracting us.
所以玛利亚曾经说过一段宣言。
Mary said something.
她说，我的心以我的救主为乐。
My joy is in my Lord Savior.
所以感谢主，我们看到亚伯拉罕怎么样。
So thank God we see Abraham's example.
他就站在神的面前向神去祈求。
So he stood in front of God and prayed for the sinners.
我们也是一样。
We're like that too.
我们要抛弃对这个世界所有的依恋。
We need to give up all the longings for this world.
一切都是暂时的。
Because everything is transient.
今天早晨我在带我的家庭的成员一起祷告讲圣经给他们的时候，我就举了这个教会的例子。
And when I this morning I shared with my family and was praying with them, I was giving the example of this church.
你们是榜样。
You are an example.
你们租用的是一个学校的教室。
You met in a church, in a school's room.
我之前在刚开始侍奉的时候，我多么想拥有一个自己的教堂。
And when I first started serving God, I thought how great it would be to have our own building church.
但是几年过去了，我现在一点都不想了。
But then after a few years, I really don't care about it anymore.
因为我看到了太多的教会因为这个产生了分裂。
Because I saw so many churches that they kind of split or have fights because of a building.
所有的精力都被拿走了。
So all of those experiences have been taken away.
贪污。所有的见证都被拿走了。
All the testimonies were taken away.
在东北有一个教会。
There's a church in the northeast.
加起来有几万人。
Tens of thousands of people.
他们的钱太多了。
They have too much money.
以至于连接送会众来教会参加聚会的司机都贪污。
And then also even the money to kind of get people to church was taken away.
你知道教会一旦有了重资产，教会内部就会出现问题。
And you know that when they have these significant assets, then the church would have all kinds of problems.
我们虽然是义人。
We are all righteous.
但是我们要记得我们也是罪人。
But we also need to remember we are sinners too.
在国内有一些家庭教会，他们规定如果这个钱三个月没有用掉，我们就要把它捐掉。
And there are some rules in some churches in China that if the money has stayed around that has not been used for 3 months, then we need to donate it.
因为神是我们的保障。
Because God is our assurance.
我们一样，地上很多的财产都会笼络我们的心。
Because we are like that, the wealth on earth would also becomesomething of a cage.
但是我们若是被天上的基业所深深的吸引，我相信你会看清这一切。
But if we are attracted to our inheritance in heaven, then we will see through all of that.
最后，我用两段经文来提醒我们。
And I want to use two passages to remind us at the end.
要舍弃对这个世界上的私欲。
So that we can kind of leave all the attractions of this earth behind.
有些人说你等等，你选用的经文不对。
And somebody said, wait, the passage you choose are not quite right.
你说提摩太后书，你要逃避少年人的私欲。
And he says that in 2 Timothy, you need to escape from the desires of the youth.
但我已经都是老年人了。
Oh, I'm an old person.
但是我想告诉的是，我们无论是少年人还是老年人，我们都是罪人。
I want to remind you that whether we are youth or senior persons, we are all sinners.
只不过在少年的身上，可能更多的见到这些私欲。
Maybe only on the youth you will see more of that.
我们都要学会逃避。
We need to all escape from that.
能够让我们清新的来到神的面前，成为神的器皿。
So that we can become truly the vessel for God.
来带着新的观念继续祝福这个城市。
To become a new perspective to bless this earth.
当我们这次听完讲到再出去的时候。
And then after we hear the sermon and then we go out.
你要说嗨，这个城市，我是你的祝福。
You have to say to the city, I'm a blessing to you.
我来了。
I come.
因为我身上有耶稣。
Because I follow Jesus.
你有福了。
You are blessed.
我们一起来读一下这两段经文。帖撒罗尼迦前书4:3，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。提摩太后书2:22，你们要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你的身边有倾心祷告的人吗？
Do you have people with a pure heart alongside you?
和他交朋友。
To be friends with them.
和他一起祷告。
To pray with them.
如果没有的话，
If you don't have it,
成为这样的人。
Become such a person.
会有人找到你，和你一起祷告。
And somebody will find you and pray with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父主，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在今天故事的刚刚开始，我们看到灯火与烈火瞬间的转化。
In the beginning of today, we see how the lamplight will quickly turn into hellfire.
之前我们有可能被这个世界的繁华所深深的吸引。
We may be deeply attracted to the prosperity of this world.
也许我们在跟和你同工的时候，我们仍然要求我们有最低的保障。
And sometimes we also want assurances for ourselves.
但是这一切都要被打碎。
But yet all of that will be dashed.
因为耶和华是我唯一的保障。
Because only God is our only assurance.
我求你能够让我举目向你。
So let us lift up our eyes to you.
让我有亚伯拉罕一样的信心。
That I have faith like Abraham.
成为万国的祝福。
To become blessings of all nations.
主啊，我求你能够坚固我的心。
Lord, affirm our hearts.
解除我在地上一切的捆绑。
To release us from bondages on earth.
我要奉献一切，专心的跟从你。
So I will offer everything to follow you faithfully.
因为我知道我真正的家不在地上。
Because I know my real home is not on this earth.
我的家乡在天上。
My real country is in heaven.
你已经为我预备房子。
That you have prepared a place for me.
我也为着天上的基业，我要劳苦的奔走。
And I want to toil for the heavenly inheritance.
求圣灵开启我的心。
May the Spirit open my heart.
求你使用我祝福这个城市。
So that I can become a blessing to the city.
因我的顺服使别人得福。
So that because my obedience, others will be blessed.
求你圣灵的力量再次添加在我们的身上。
May the power of the Spirit be on me again.
感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起起立，我们有首回应诗歌要唱。
Let's stand. We'll have a response song together.
这世界。